Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Clip It podcast, episode 47. And we're back a little later than expected, but we are being somewhat consistent today, which is good. I'm trying something different today, doing a lot more stuff in the recording side of stuff. So in theory, there's less editing to do, but knowing me, we'll see how that goes. There's also a slight visual change, but that's just to make it easier to identify different people. You'll see in the you'll see.
I'm terrified.
I don't know. I've just made it simpler is the best way I could say it. I just wanted to go for a simpler style. We'll just see how that goes. So, episode 47, we're getting even closer to the big 52. Don't know why that number is important. We're way past a year old now, but we're just going to stick with it. So, yes, today I am joined by the two fantastic Delicious.
Yo!
And Agent Oink.
We got two Deliciouses here?
I know, it's outstanding. I can't wait to speak to the other one.
But make a nice change.
I was so close when I went through that little period of just not doing podcasts to make the first one of me, just the first podcast back, just me, like doing a clone sort of joke of just me talking to me on a podcast. But I didn't do that in the end. I think that would just be boring and shit.
It'd be something.
It would be something. You're not wrong.
Which is why we've decided we're now all speaking to each other's clones to shake it up a little bit
today.
Oh
my God.
Crazy.
That's insane. Who?
Can't believe we got this working.
You can clearly tell this one's planned today. After doing the first one, I really got back into making these podcasts. I really got back into the mood and wanted to make them. And then I just thought, wouldn't it be funny to not have a plan for the next one and just ramble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of rambling.
You support that?
Big rambling fan, me.
Fair. Not gonna
Alex, the Rambler, specifically?
Yeah.
Kind of awkward. I'm making references that you won't begin to understand. But
no, do I not have the IQ really? Levels?
No. Unfortunately not.
Oh, but what a month. Wait, when did my last episode go up? What a couple weeks it's been.
God.
Look, yes. We did that podcast. We did episode 46. Oh, when was that? Middle of January? Maybe even a bit before. And I didn't get that up until about the 28th. I'm still planning on doing what I said in that podcast anyway and looking back on it in a year's time. We'll see how that goes. If this channel is even a thing by then. Who knows?
Hope so.
Yes, no, let's hope it is. I am excited to see where it goes and what we do in general. Might have a house.
Oh hell yeah.
Nice, yeah, I know, I'm buying one tomorrow. But, yeah, no, yeah, we're just going to ramble today, I guess, for an hour and a half and see where it goes. There's lots of topics. One of them I really want to avoid.
Damn, that's not very podcasty of you.
Yeah, just, wait, look, there's a lot of controversy going around the internet on one subject. You probably all know what it is.
It's
true.
The bloody internet.
That's true. But one that's come up recently, mainly today, actually, because the game comes out today on PC and PlayStation, I think.
Oh, really?
And I assume on all consoles. I know it came out... If you pre-ordered the special bundle, you got it like 72 pre-order. Hours early.
Right.
The normal version comes out today. Came out half an hour ago, in fact. I'm not going to say why I know that. So... There's that going around the internet. What else has happened? I'm trying to think. I had something on my mind this morning at work. Thinking.
Oh, no.
Look, I think all the time at work, never anywhere else, just at work. And honestly, that's where I do all my thinking. I genuinely think it's my biggest downside. So I get home and I'm like, oh, I can't be asked to do anything. I've done all my thinking.
Right. Okay.
It's the biggest problem these days.
Well, explains a lot.
Yes. So. No. Yeah.
It must have been thrilling if it's a.
I couldn't think. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't think so, right now.
What I'm understanding is our next podcast will be set at your place of work, and we're just gonna have to like blur the background.
That would be. That would be, yeah. What we'll use is we'll use your computer with your version of NVIDIA broadcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we'll turn on the eye tracking and the background blur. Let's see where that gets us.
That's fucking funny. Have we spoken about that on the podcast yet?
Oh my God, we haven't.
Trying to think if we did last
time.
No,
we didn't. We didn't. I know. I don't think we spoke about it in the detail that we recently, but when we had our fun with it and what we found it's really good for, TV shows.
Yes.
In particular, one TV show we've been on, those two have been watching, I've been watching every now and then. And yeah, that's just, it's such a.
So fucking funny.
It is. And I've made a slight mistake. And there we go, fixed it. And yeah, no, it's been fucking fantastic. So for those who don't know, maybe a lot of you, NVIDIA broadcasts, I don't think it's an official feature yet because you have it on a bugged ass version.
It's in beta and in Cyrillic as well, isn't it? Or some...
You two know more than I do.
Yeah, it is out now in beta, as far as I understand. But
I hope so.
I'm fairly certain we got it early, not by a day, and we're not even sure it's the same version as the one that's out in beta, because it's just written entirely in Cyrillic for some reason, even though the rest of the program's in English, and it's not meant to be enabled on your GPU.
Hell yeah.
But I hope it gets there and it works very well on Stargate SG-1. I recommend.
I'm trying to think. Is there any shows that we need to watch? This is going to ruin it, but we have to try it on Clarkson's Farm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Imagine if it picks up. I doubt it, but imagine if it picked up the animals.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've trained it on
animals. Things. No. I don't think they did.
It would be funny if they did.
It likes very humanoid things, but it's very much looking for human face pattern, not necessarily the rest of the thing to look human. So from what we've tried it on in different random stuff, it seems to do okay when you have games or TV shows or whatever that have humanoid things in them. As long as their face is pretty humanoid, it can adjust that. But anything slightly wrong with the face or fucked, it kind of to struggle with.
Yeah, we've played around with how cartoonish and unrealistic we can get it to detect.
Oh yes,
I'm trying to think of the one I got that was questionable. I think it was because I wanted to see if it would pick up those fake eyeglasses, the ones that, the jokey ones you wear when you want to sleep at work sort of thing. And those kind of worked because they had a humanoid eye, but there was no face to it. It kind of picked up the eye, but it was a bit cursed how it did it. My favorite one was the one Alfie put, which was Brandon Fraser crying, because they just fixed his face, which was quite amusing.
Yeah, that did surprisingly well. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was quite a good one. That avidly made the face look better. But yeah, it's still cursed. And watching it with, my favorite one was when we were watching Stargate and you put background removal on. Because some of the scenes were just the funniest thing ever. And it was when, what was it? I don't know what you put in the background, but you put something in the background and then the trucks just came out of nowhere because they just suddenly got detected. That was the funniest fucking thing I have ever seen. need to do that. Yeah, Clarkson Farm, certainly. And you said that came out all in one go.
Yes, yeah, all the episodes are out at once, which is, I thought they would, but...
I wasn't aware they did that, but fair, yeah. Hmm. So when does that come out?
It's out.
Oh, is that okay? Sorry, I thought you...
Yeah, that's why I'm saying all the episodes are out.
I did, but it come out...
Funnily enough, actually, Phelan knew that all of the episodes released at the same time before they came out. He actually works for Amazon.
Wow, he is Clarkson. We'll have to watch that at some point.
Well, tonight, hopefully we can make a start.
Yeah, no, true. I'm not doing anything apart from this. I'm looking forward to it. I'm interested to see what they do with this one. Apart from, I hope it's not just the same, but with cows. Same story. Same.
Oh, man, if cows are in it, that'd be awesome.
Well, have you not seen the trailer?
No.
Oh, spoiler.
God damn. Well, come back to the cows. I love cows.
Sorry. I've just seen an article that says that time Among Us accidentally violated the Geneva Convention.
Oh, God, yes, with the fucking Medbay Plus.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
Every game on Earth, putting the plus in and then being like, oh, wait, we have to change the colour.
Fair. Remember that time Call of Duty broke the Geneva Convention?
Remember the time I saw the Geneva Convention in Call of Duty?
I saw them tweeting about that and I was like, is it going to be one of the interesting ones or is it going to be the one that literally every video game has done? Like, yeah, no. Okay, it's the classic.
Sorry, I've also just seen an article here that says EA has reportedly cancelled its single-player Apex Legends game. And I look at that and I'm like, isn't that just Titanfall? Titanfall is basically just Apex Legends. If I'm not wrong, they're in the same world.
Kind of. I think they're like cross universe. Yeah, I think, and like there's definitely the parallels otherwise, but like they're not like one to one a single player version of the same game. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. No fair.
They should bring back Titanfall. Titanfall was a good game series.
Uninstalled Apex earlier, actually.
You had Apex installed.
Shut up, I'm not doing this again. I installed it because Charlie played it and I think maybe streamed it like once or twice. And I think there was a squad size limit. So I sat there patiently waiting. And then just like, all right, I'm off the night.
I'm sorry.
And then I played it.
I just don't enjoy it.
This was so long ago. But that's... Oh, thank God. Okay, no, that's good then.
I don't enjoy it because I don't have people to play. But if you were going to play it...
That's right. I'd rather play like Call of Duty.
The problem I have with Apex, and this isn't to diss Apex, it's a very popular game and it's popular for good reason. But I don't think a single fucking soul on Earth enjoys Apex for Apex. Everyone enjoys Apex because they're playing with their friends and it's the only good battle royale. And it means like in its genre, it's good. In the scale of all games, it's honestly not particularly inspiring, right? But just because it's in that genre, and that genre suits particularly well for competitive-type players and for playing with friends, it just, like, it ticks those boxes, and therefore people like playing it.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I think that's a good way of putting it.
And the characters are good. Like, I'll give them credit in that regard.
I like the...
They do a lot of great work on the lore universe characterization side of things.
And I like the actual, like, how different each character is sort of thing, like ability wise and they haven't like tried to push forward to bring 18 different types of characters in like most games like to do these days. Apex is I don't know, I just never really vibed with the game. I don't know, I never really enjoyed it as much as I felt like I should have. I like battle royale games, but there's just not that many good ones to play these days that people want to play.
I just this is my opinion.
Rumble First is the best game.
Put words in everyone's mouths or anything, but like I just don't think a battle royale is that interesting a genre. It gets old super fast for me. When I'm thinking of like my favorite FPS games are Overwatch 2, whichever version number you want to give it. Like I like it. The reason I like it is because it implements more other games, like more MOBA-ass type stuff into the game. Again, I do personally prefer like 6v6 and Overwatch 1 to Overwatch 2, but I get that the majority of the population don't, and that's I still agree that like Overwatch 2 is the better direction for the game's health and longevity and success financially and so on. But like Apex and any other battle royale, they just get a bit bland, because sure, you can have variation between the characters or heroes or legends or whatever you want to call them in whatever game you're playing. And sure, you have the variation of picking up different guns, but there's no variation in like the gameplay. You know, it's still just a battle royale. It's like, has Apex changed map? Is it still the same map? Like, I think it's still the same map, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're still on the same fucking map. At least, you know, you've had other great success stories of changing the map. That's gone really well. Everyone loved changing the map in that game. And it just sort of, you end up in this just like, well, yeah, sure, you know, one day I'm playing different character, different thing I can do. But then it's just sort of like, it's been a while since I played Apex, but I don't think there's enough, like, it just doesn't have enough variance after, if you put enough hours into it, it's like, really boring. Fortnite's popular, I think, again, not because Battle Royale is a good genre, not because people like the building, just because it's easy to play, easy to grasp game mode with all fun characters in it. Kids and shit like playing that game because it's got all of the characters, it's got all of the crossovers, you know, go fucking dunk on the lobby as Goku. Like, that's perfectly fine for a game to be that. Like, it's just, but I don't think it's like an amazing thing as a genre, just in general. It's just kind of,
I would say the best battle royale game I've ever played is Minecraft Hamburger Games.
True. I do want to shout out Rumbleverse. RIP Rumbleverse.
A minute silence for Rumbleverse and Knockout City. I really wish I played more Knockout City.
Knockout City was fun as fuck.
Well, then again, we still can play it. It shuts down in July, I think, or June.
I uninstalled it.
So plenty of time to reinstall it. It's only like 10 gigs. I don't know. It's not the biggest.
It's like 20 or 30. That's why I got rid of it.
Oh, fair. I don't remember it.
Again, like half of the problem
as
well.
I just want more space back.
I think this is actually kind of a. I'm gonna just keep talking over everyone as well. I think this is kind of a problem with PC gaming on games like Knockout City. I think a game like Knockout City, where they've gone, hey, we've had this little idea for a fun little competitive game, and you play it, and you're like, damn, this is scratching that part of my brain. This is pretty fun. I like it. It's super fast-paced. It's engaging. It's quite exciting. You're having a good time. It's great. The problem is that, like, there are better competitive games on PC. I just go play a different one. Yeah. And so I don't want to play it. Even though I think that game, what it does is really good, it's like, if I'm trying to scratch that competitive itch, I could just go play a different game. It'd be Overwatch for me, right? And I don't know how they solve that, because I think it works better on console, where people are likely to spend less hours or have more variance in the games that they play. They swap between different games more often, I think, than people. I don't think people, like, I feel like if you're on a console, you're more likely to, like, sure, you might play a lot of, like, Call of Duty or whatever, as an example, but you're also likely to buy current hit games, you know, historically on a disc, now probably in the store or whatever, right? And try out a lot of things. Whereas I think on PC, there are a lot more people that main just one or two games just permanently. And with Knockout City, I thought that game was awesome. I super enjoyed it. I, like, kind of wanted to play it more. But then when other people, like, weren't quite as interested, and it's just like, well, it's like, I could just not, though. You know? And that's unfortunate, because even though I think the game was literally just really good, it's just, you still just don't play it in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's still a great game.
Maybe if you make the funding model of your game free to play, and requiring people to be constantly playing it and paying into the game through microtransactions, battle passes, etc., rather than using a box model, and then people don't play your game, maybe that's why it fails financially. Maybe if fucking Knockout City had launched not free to play and was a fucking $40 to $60 game, it would be financially successful, and it could still have servers going now.
Excuse me. Wasn't it a paid game? I don't ever remember it being free to play.
It was like fucking like 10 quid.
I swear it was on Game Pass. That's why I barely played it.
Who knows?
Like,
but I do know.
Rumbleverse is free to play in that game.
It's free to play on Steam.
Is it? Wow, okay. Did they go free to play?
Yeah, I think so.
Apparently they weren't free to play, but I still don't think it was that like expensive when it launched. I swear to God, it was like 15
I remember it being like, yeah, 15 quid. It wasn't the most expensive. I just don't remember it being free to play. So that was obviously a little bit after.
Yeah, that's my
June 2021. Oh, okay.
Actually, I lie. I think I got it in like an Amazon Prime thing. Then it went free. I don't know which order it was. Fuck it.
So it went free to play in season 6, which is June 8th.
Currently costs £18 as of whenever this Eurogamer article was written.
Yeah, they did. They did a couple different things as well. Apparently, where at one point they did like free to play until level 25, and then they just like committed to free to play fully.
They did. Free to play till 25 near the start, because I think that's when I joined you guys for it, and then quickly capped out at 25. I was like, oh, you can make like no progress at all.
It's been a long time.
I swear it was a lot less than that.
That
wasn't
was what annoyed me. It wasn't that it locked you to the level, it was you couldn't play once you hit level 25. That was it.
I know, I think we convinced you.
I mean,
just
yeah,
that
would be
pass.
Kind of necessary.
No, it kind of fucking sucks.
It sucks, but it would be necessary for a free to play model, which is the shit model and it shouldn't do.
World of Warcraft, I don't know, actually, I was going to say it wasn't like that, but it's been years since.
World of Warcraft is a very different style of game, I think. When the entire rest of the player base is backing up the game financially with a subscription model, I don't think it matters so much if you have a different free tier. Whereas if you have
a
free-to-play game, like, you can't just let people, like, continue playing for free without, like, trying to incentivize them to, like, pay into your monetization somehow. And, again, I just generally think that free-to-play is a terrible idea for any game that isn't getting millions of players. If you are not Fortnite, if you are not Apex, if you are not Call of Duty, if you are not Overwatch, don't.
If you don't have
millions of players internationally to make free-to-play work.
Yeah, if you don't have a big backing house or somewhere that you know you're going to get at least a set amount of numbers, free-to-play is just is a useless
forcing games like or not forcing but pushing games like Knockout City and Rumbleverse into that style of model, just it sets them on fail. It just really does. It's like they're not going to get the player base to sustain that. Like you just need to have things. And like Rumbleverse, I really liked watching a lot of content on that game. I thought it was super cool, super unique. The main thing that like I didn't want to play it for was just Battle Royale. I was just kind of about that, but I definitely probably would have picked it up. And it's the only real gameplay I'd seen from it was during the playtest, and they already announced it's shutting down. And like all I've really seen has been playtests. And it's sort of like, damn, that sucks, because it never really had a chance to get started. But I feel like if that game had launched box model, I probably would have considered buying into it. I probably would have been like, I might not necessarily play this right now, but I like what these devs are doing. I like the style that they're going for with this game. Yeah, I'll pay 30 quid to buy it now, pick it up, and then if a couple friends join down the line, we can play it, right? Like,
yeah.
And that's a much more financially viable model, I think, than not doing that. But yeah.
Well, I think the thing with box models, you're kind of not incentivized, that word, but you have more of a reason to want to play the game because you've bought it. You know, if you've got a free-to-play game, if you don't like it, sod it, you want to install it. No financial loss to you, nothing. It's literally just some time gone. But if you buy a game, you don't really like it, you might pick it up every now and then to play it again or try to see if there's a new update, or you might just play it a bit more and see if it is something you would like to enjoy. But you're more likely to play a game that you buy than if you just download. So yeah, it's unique. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sad they're both going. Who knows what happens? There's lots of games I'm looking forward to, and I hope none of them go down the free to play model. I doubt they will, but we'll see.
The key thing about Rumbleverse as well, I think, such a shame, is that it was such a fucking entertaining game to watch.
Yeah,
I do wish more people had picked up on it for content. Because, again, we're like Fortnite. There's only so many fucking Fortnite clips of someone shooting the same person with the same fucking scar with the same absurd building over the screen that you can watch. Who cares? It's boring. Rumbleverse, you get to watch, like, stupid, like, cartoonish characters doing stupid fucking wrestling moves and, like, throwing people into trains off the map, you know, off buildings. Like, it's just fun. It's silly, goofy fun. And that's just sad to lose.
I think... Yeah, and like something I will agree with, because you mentioned it earlier, it kind of goes down the Battle Royale line, is that these big companies are trying to all make battle royales, and they just don't last. Like, Ubisoft made one. I think it was, like, Everspace or whatever. I can't for life me remember. And they made one. It lasted all of, like, 5 months, and it just went like that because nobody played it. It was nothing unique. It was just a typical battle royale shooter that nobody cared about. I even played it. I streamed it for a little bit. So I was like, oh, this is a cool new game. It wasn't any different, which is just the disappointing side of it. It's hard to say, but yeah, rest in peace those two fantastic games, ones that we'll never be able to play for a while. Yeah, look, they might come back in some form, who knows? Nothing ever disappears, but we'll see.
Yeah, and this is another sad topic that's a modern thing. When we moved from disc to online games, I mean, like, literally originally, when you could first install the game online, like, launch of Steam, launch of Battle.net, like, that era. Like, most games that had multiplayer, quote-unquote, not really comparable at all, but what was the closest thing we had at that era to live service games, where they were receiving, probably at the time, DLC, but what I'm going to refer to as, like, continuous updates. And stuff like that. When they stopped and the servers went down, if they had like public servers, you could host a server locally because every fucking game would come with the ability to host a server locally and play with mates, because that was a standard thing in FPSs, in just everything. It was pretty normal and pretty expected. That's not a fucking thing anymore. If Knockout City died because the publisher and whoever runs the servers and the developer aren't in a situation where they can keep those servers running financially, let me play the fucking game, the last version of your software, but let me run it on my PC and let me create a local server to fuck about with some friends or something like that, right? But that's just not going to be a thing. And that's another sad thing of, like, modern game design and the way we do a lot of stuff is it's you're not allowed that option anymore. It's a lot of agency has been taken away from people because we start designing things around just always online, live service, and you lose just any control.
Yeah, like our favorite game, Battlefield 1942, you know, we get to play that whenever we want. That game seems to be doing better.
We can still just roll with it.
They finally added classes back to 2042. So, bonus.
Ah.
Wrap up the game I pre-ordered and spent way too much money on and haven't played since. Way. Yeah. They've added thermal sights as well. They're not broken. I kind of in the mood for 1942 again, but I'm trying to think. Did I ever? No, you don't have 2042. Well, how did I? No, I never played with you. No, that was the beta. Yep, that's what I'm remembering. We played on the beta. Christ, the good days. Well, is there any games anybody's looking forward to in the next month or two? I'm trying to think if there's any big games coming out in the next month or two.
BattleBit Remastered, in theory, should be Q1, Q2. So, hopefully not we'll bad. Be seeing that pretty soon.
I'm going to reword this again. Any big games people are looking for?
Yeah, BattleBit. It's going to be huge.
Yeah!
It's one letter of Battle Big, so...
That's true. I can't, you know, say you're not lying there.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
I'm looking up what games are coming out. PSP2, but we sort of discussed that.
Wait, when's that coming out?
That's this year, I think, at least. No, I hope so. Been long enough now.
Coming out on the 24th of February.
In early access, yeah.
Oh, damn, okay, it's coming out soon.
But, like we said on the last podcast, it's literally just KSP1, the early access. Like, there's nothing
Yeah, but, like, I'm interested in, like, to see what they like, if they improve on some of the stuff we're saying we would want to see improved, like in the past podcast, and to see where they take it, like, longer term.
Yeah, I'll send it over to them and they might listen. Destiny 2 DLC. Pretty sure there's been one of those every month.
Resident Evil 4, that's a good one.
Peppa Pig World Adventure comes out in March.
Minecraft Legends, that'll be interesting to see.
How much money those games make.
The Last of Us comes out in March. I actually can't wait for that game. That comes out on... Oh, yeah, I forgot that comes out then.
The Telltale Expanse series, that I'm looking forward to mostly because I'll be playing it in Discord.
Oh, yeah. Minecraft Legends comes out in April. I'm actually kind of interested to see how that game is.
Yeah?
Yeah. It will exist in my mind.
As well as Dead Island 2, that comes out in April. I'm actually quite excited to play that. We have to do a co-op playthrough on that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I still want to do a co-op playthrough on Dead Island 1 with you at some point. Pikmin 4 comes out on the Switch.
I'll do another one. Do another fucking Dead Island run.
The Day Before supposedly comes out in November. That game's going to be delayed another 15 times before it ever comes out. Have you guys heard about that?
Starfield is still officially set to come out this year, right?
Starfield?
Yeah. Yeah, first half of 2023, okay. It just wasn't listed on, like,
anything.
Metacritic, PC Gamer, or IGN's list of upcoming game releases, because apparently they just forgot about it, which is slightly surprising, to be honest.
I'm interested to see how that game is. I'll probably play it. There's no planned multiplayer, is there?
No, maybe? I don't think so.
I don't think
not sure.
So.
Like, it definitely isn't launching, but I'm not sure if they're, like, planning on it down the line.
Ark 2 comes out at some point this year. You get to play as Vin Diesel. No, sorry, you get to play with Vin Diesel. Anyway, yeah, back to the Day Before Christ. The controversy that happened on that was fun. Got taken off taken off Steam.
No, give it back to Twitch.
It got taken off Steam. I can't remember the reason. I want to say it was a copyright dispute or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't have the rights to the name.
That was it. Yeah.
And presumably still don't. I've not heard any updates on that.
I don't
I've only
think
heard
so.
The rest of the but stuff that's come out.
Because we hear so little about the game, everybody was like, "Oh, well, this game doesn't exist. They're going to delay it inevitably." And then they came out of gameplay, which I'm not going to lie, the gameplay does look nice. It's scripted as all hell. But if this game ever does come out, it looks cool. Very much like The Division mixed with DayZ and a few other aspects of other games. But I just don't ever believe it's going to ever come out.
I don't know.
It's one of those things I would like it to, but I don't think it will. That was funny because like everybody was panicking. Oh, not panicking, but everybody was like, "Oh well, this game's never coming out. It's being delayed constantly." And then what do they do in response? They bring out gameplay. So, what can you say?
Well, as far as I'm aware, they were meant to be releasing gameplay earlier than they did, and then came out of the legal stuff, and I think that's really when the speculation picked up.
Yeah.
And then they did eventually get round to the gameplay, which, I don't know, I've not really seen in detail. I've only seen a few little clips.
Yeah, it's not, like, fantastic. It looks cool. It definitely looks cool. It's not a new concept, but if they can execute it well, good on them. It might be a game I'll pick up or try. And talking about games...
Ooh.
The Last of Us TV series has been doing very well. Yeah, that was the greatest transition I've ever done ever. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's a show I'd love to watch with you two. I just know nobody gives a shit.
Damn.
Well, if you want to watch it, we can watch it. The new episode comes out tonight.
To bloody hell.
Not tonight, I think it would be early hours of the morning for us in the UK.
We could do it.
they're showing the newest episode early because it's the fucking whatever the big football thing in America is called, I can't remember now. Super Bowl on Sunday. So they're not showing this. So they're releasing it early because they're like, we want people to watch it. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. What shows? This is a question. What shows would you like to? What games would you like to see as shows or TV movies?
Overwatch,
Battlefield 1942.
That's already made.
Just list our games, our go-to games.
Saving Private Most Ryan is already... answers. Fair? Because I genuinely, if Halo wasn't a thing, you, I know for a fact, would have said Halo.
Sure, yeah.
So, this is going to sound like a slightly odd one.
Oh.
Dead by Daylight. I'd like them to take some of the original characters or one of the original characters they've got from Dead by Daylight and make a slasher movie.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be anything super ambitious. Stick fairly, you know, down to earth with it. But I think that could be cool because they got some cool properties in there, like the Dredge and that. I think you could make a cool movie out of that.
It's a fantastic movie name as well.
And like I said, like I said, Overwatch, like semi-jokingly, but like genuinely, I want them not in, like everyone always thinks in the style of cinematics, like no, like that wouldn't be possible. That would be an absurd amount of work. But like, just like an animated series or just something for Overwatch, because the characters are cool, you know, and they're popular. Like it would be good for the game. It's honestly astonishing to me that it hasn't happened yet. But there you are.
Yeah, well, like they did stuff with League of Legends, and that worked perfectly. So I don't see why they couldn't.
Video game adaptations into like movie TV is also just becoming like more. I mean, movies have been doing it for a while, but the recent video game adaptation movies have been fairly successful. And the TV stuff's been like not happening until more recently, but it's also been successful.
Question: I would say it's 50-50 at the moment. TV, at least. Halo, Last of Us, good. I'm trying to think of any other TV they've got is TV animation adaptation. The new Super Mario movie is looking good. I'm actually quite excited for that film.
I want to see a Crash Bandicoot sitcom on TV.
I would watch that any day.
There are some fucking hilarious characters. No. It sounds amazing. Like you could like recreate Seinfeld, but with Crash Bandicoot's universe is what I'm saying.
Yes. No, I agree with that. That's 100%.
And then get banned off Twitch for being transphobic. That was funny.
Yeah.
They did a mocking SNL. They did like a mocking version of The Last of Us, but with Super Mario, and everybody was like, "Why did they not make Pedro Pascal Super Mario in the new Mario film?" Apparently they made a petition. I feel like that's a little late now, but I appreciate people who try.
My favorite thing with the fucking Mario film is that like everyone's making fun of Chris Pratt about it, and that's good. It's a net good to the world when people make fun of Chris Pratt. But specifically, my favorite part that I find the most funny is how much like development hell it went through on the animation side of things, to the point that Nintendo is now making their own animation studio to make the second one. That specific bit of trivia about that process is so funny.
They're making a second one?
Yeah, so it's like Nintendo always planned to make multiple, and they got like so pissed off at whatever animation studio they worked with that they're making their own animation studio now for movies.
Wasn't it Sony?
And that is, knowing Nintendo, probably not a good sign, because if you know anything about the animation industry, I'm sure that those people were treated very fairly, and Nintendo's problems with them are completely legitimate.
Yes.
And not at all, because they were like, actually, can we completely redo this entire scene in like a week, please? Like, no. No, we cannot.
Well, I'm looking forward to that film. I think it's going to be a fun
one. It's going to be... I don't think it's going to necessarily be a good film in the traditional sense, but I think it's going to either be that or be a good film in that it's fun to watch, even if it's a shit film.
Yeah.
It's going to be one or the other.
It's going to be like the opening scene to Halloween Kills. It's not meant to be funny, but it was fucking funny.
That was awesome.
I need to find a gif of that still. That was such an unintentional bit that I'm so glad they just did it and just committed to it. I don't think it's gonna be like a good, like, because I personally think that Detective Pikachu was a great film, story wise and it was a cool concept. I don't think Super Mario is gonna be anything like that, but I think it'll just be a fun film to watch. It's got a good cast.
Ryan Reynolds had voiced Mario?
No. That's all I'm going to say. No.
I'd support it.
I think the best casting is Jack Black as Bowser. I think they couldn't have got anybody better.
What about Jacksepticeye as Mario then? Because Jack Black and Jacksepticeye are friends now, so.
Yes. God. Irish Mario. Oh, then you've got the hot... I don't know why you saying Jacksepticeye, but he did a stupid TikTok where he was doing a fucking voice lines for Rick and Morty.
Oh, shit!
What are they going to do with Rick and Morty?
So, I'm ignoring your question to change the topic completely because this is so important to talk about. TF2 is getting a full update.
Oh, yes.
Have we not mentioned this yet?
Have you not seen that?
I've seen about this. I just like hadn't thought about mentioning it. That's going to be awesome. That's an upcoming game thing I'm excited for. Just honestly, mostly just to see what the fuck they do with it.
But... I was going to say, I don't think you played TF2.
I don't like TF2, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you've got a game that's been dead for, like, dead from a content side for fucking 10 years now. Like, and they're just like, oh yeah, we're releasing an update, new maps, new everything, just literally just millions of new things. Like, we're pulling a bunch of community workshop content in as well. Like, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
It's going to be interesting.
100%.
Other weird dead thing coming back for revival, Linkin Park just released a new music video and music song. Yeah.
Oh, like, so this is the thing. I don't think they ever will. I'm kind of sad they'll never tour again. I respect it. I respect it, but I'm kind of sad because they're one of the ones I would have loved to have seen live. But I don't know. So it makes sense they're still making music.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They're not.
Okay.
They were doing a Meteora 20th anniversary album.
Yeah.
And they were looking through their hard drives and they found an unreleased song that they'd made that they never got the final cut. And it's got Chester's vocals on it. Yeah.
Okay.
And because they're like the prime focus and in 20th anniversary, they're like, oh yeah, we'll release this as like a little honorary thing, you know, a memory.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And I've not watched it yet because we're on a podcast and I just saw it about it, but I was like, what the fuck? That's a new Linkin Park song.
That's pretty poggy. It looks like they've gone for an anime music video, which looks pretty
Yes, is interesting.
No, that's decent. Again, like, that's one of those, like, there's two bands I'd love to see who don't tour at the moment, and that's Linkin Park, and yes, they technically don't tour as a full band, but they tour as a different name, which would be Rage Against the Machine. I think they're just called Rage Against when they don't tour with their singer.
Damn.
I genuinely, that could be completely wrong, but I want to say that's actually how they do it. But those are two ones I'd love to see live. I know Rage Against the Machine were meant to be live at Leeds, but one of them got COVID, so I had to call out. Or something injured, so I don't know, something like that. I doubt it's COVID if it was like that. Maybe, who knows? But yeah, I'd love to see those. Anyway, you went away from a topic I wanted to talk about.
Damn. We're jumping back and forth so much, I come up with little bits to... and then we're fucking back to the last one. I don't know where to go.
I'm genuinely curious to know what they do with Rick and Morty.
I'm not.
Like, something I said to my friend, which I think would be a fantastic idea, is every, I don't know, maybe season would be more realistic, is they just have different voice actors to play with the whole, they're going to different universes. Because that's how I feel, like they're just going to play it off. Is, the voices are different because it's a different Rick and Morty. Because they've done it before, sort of thing. They're not afraid to, like, just, you know, sort of, like, play at themselves and joke at themselves. So I could definitely see that. I think it would be interesting if they did different voice actors, or even just got famous people in every now and then to just, I don't know, play Rick.
You know, they could get really meta with it, and they could have, like, Rick domestically abuse his family and then be removed from the show, and then you could have, like, Dan Harmon filling in for the voice of... Morty for that one episode, and then he gets removed for like sexually abusing a staff member, and then
would you
get rid of the characters entirely?
The thing is, as bad as that is, I genuinely feel like they would do that.
I don't think they would.
They've still got, because the Adult Swim have paid for, I think, 72 or 82 episodes, and I think they're only halfway through that at the moment, so they've got a lot to go through before they can really. Oh, I doubt they'll exit because they need to get their money's worth. So, we'll see. I don't know if they'll just get people who do the similar voice and just not, like, acknowledge it. Who knows? I'm just interested. I genuinely think it'd be fun, though, if they did different characters every time. I think it'd be funny. Anyway, you want to say anything, Phelan? It's just been nice to you this whole podcast.
Fucking hell, I don't know where to fucking go. I was just going to say, musically, I hear, if I heard right, I think Elton John's retiring after Glastonbury this year or something.
Oh, really? How old is Elton John?
Old.
Me and Cass were watching The Kingsman where he was in it, and Cass didn't know he was in it, so that was quite funny.
Oh, yeah.
I spelled Elton John Elton Joan, and it still came out with Elton John.
75 years. Good job. Jeez.
Good on him. His music, not really what my cup of tea, so fair enough.
Damn. You bastard.
I'm sorry. Now that's he's had a hell of a life, I think people can say.
Yes. Yeah.
So
got a few more movie game adaptations that are being looked into.
Right. Resident Evil.
Of course, there was the Fallout one they announced a while back.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah!
Which
I forgot about.
I completely forgot about. Yeah.
They showed sets, picture sets. Like they showed a recent picture of, is it the Red Rocket? The garage that you come up to in Fallout 4.
Oh right.
They
yeah.
showed off a picture of the set. It looks pretty good. So
I'm just having a look. What the fuck? So there are
Borderlands. Just remember, Borderlands is a thing, yeah.
There are plans to try and adapt It Takes Two into some sort of film. As far as I can tell, it's not like anywhere near as finalized as even like Fallout is or Resident Evil. I forgot that was out.
Do you have to watch it on two separate screens and you have to describe what's happening to each person?
That's a great idea. We should do that.
I mean, they've done that with movies before.
Oh, that's awful.
What was the, like, I should know this. Or anyone that's, like, slightly older than me is going to be pissed at me for not remembering this trivia, because this is, like, every, like, middle-aged person's, like, game show trivia thing. There was the movie where, like, almost every screening was a different ending, and then everyone was like, what? And then it made, like, a big media spiral.
I love that idea.
Was, like, obviously reacting to different things, and it was a fun little joke from their part. Well, not joke, it was, like, the point.
No, I love
so
that.
They've done
idea.
Similar
I'm just going to look up, like,
that.
Film with different endings.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
We need a film with like choices where we have like buttons in the seat in the cinema, you know, so we can on the fly, you know, get a Telltale film out. That's what I'm saying.
I like the idea of that. The Borderlands film looks TV series. I think I hope it's good. I like Borderlands. I feel like they're gonna butcher it, but we'll see. Another one where my favourite character, I think Jack Black's playing Claptrap in that, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, so apparently Clue in 1985. I'm going to read into this because I'm looking at like literally a Quora article, so let me get some like context before I...
No, you've used up your one question of the week.
The film's initial release featured various different endings, with one of three possibilities sent to each feature. Theater. I don't know why I said feature there, sorry.
Because it's a feature.
The film initially received mixed reviews and did poorly at the box office. Well, that's a shame. That's awesome. Yeah, and that fits the theme so well. I thought it was going to be like some crappy horror film. Yeah.
I think that's
they
such
did it, but
a
no
good
clue.
Idea. I wish
that's
more good. Shit did that.
Yeah,
I want Marvel to do that with their next fucking, like... You know, major, just release the next Avengers film and like randomly have different members of the Avengers die or something. Like, can you imagine how fucking funny that would be?
Oh, it would be fucking
everyone's,
brilliant.
Everyone's coming out like tweeting with their spoiler tag out here, like, yeah, no, I can't believe that this has happened. And everyone's like, what? Definitely become more of a thing.
No, I would love to see that. Actually, there's a film coming out in the cinemas next week that I want to go and see, so... I'm trying to think of other things, other games. I don't know, because Borderlands... Fallout, I hope they do well, but I feel like it's going to be fucked over.
Yeah, maybe.
The Last of Us Season 2 is confirmed, if anybody cares about that.
Which is a bit of an odd one.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I actually say this because this is going to sound kind of absurd? I think you would need to prototype this a lot to make it work.
Wasn't that a college humor sketch?
I think so.
Probably. But I think you could make a Life is Strange style character with whatever ability work as a TV show somehow, but it would need a lot of like prototyping to get it right. But I think that could be doable.
You obviously can't make choices live during that, so you have to email them at the end of each episode with your choices.
Oh, shit.
No, actually, you say that. Release. A fucking TV show where you are. Oh, how would they do that, though? A TV show where, like, you have a questionnaire. You have a questionnaire at the end, and, like, whatever the majority vote on is the next episode, sort of thing. Like, what happens in the next episode?
Whilst researching Clue, I was reminded of, I think it's like Bandersnatch, which was a Netflix thing. I think it was Black Mirror, yeah, an interactive film.
Okay, so there's also another thing with Netflix, and you might have to search this up because I can't remember what it was. It was semi-recently, but they made a show where each episode is name of a colour, if I'm not wrong, or something like that, and you can watch it in any order, and it will always begin and end the same, or always end the same, or something like that. So if I'm not wrong, I think the first and last episode are the same, but you could watch all of the middle ones in any order and it would still make sense. I remember that TV being a show. It was a Netflix thing, if that makes it any easier for you.
Oh, probably, absolutely, yeah. Episode names, colours, you know. A search, I'm sure, will return many results. Have a look. Is that actually
I'm not
the show
so sure.
Colours.
Hang on.
I'm not so sure this could work amazingly well as a movie, but maybe as like a... I guess that would make sense for the name. Maybe as a... what's the word? Like a thing you go and see at a cinema theater, but it's not really like a movie. But I think you could make a cool, like, show out of, like, modern Doom guy from, like, Doom 2016, Doom Eternal. Get a nice score going on that. Make some sort of, like, thing out of it. Like, not a full movie, not a TV series, but just some sort of experience that would be best, like, seeing at a cinema where you've got good audio. I mean, that could be fun.
100%. Let's not talk about the Doom film they already made with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That was something. Yeah, no, I could see that. I would actually really like to see that.
I mean, the problem with any film with Dwayne Mr. Rock Johnson is that every single role he's ever played would be better if it was played by Dave Bautista. So,
oh, much better, man.
Like, Soul's Doom. Fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% agree. I love that human being. He's a fantastic example of what someone should be like.
Half-Life? Make a Half-Life TV show pretty easily, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, like, not like easily in terms of the production, but in terms of adaption, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
the
universe can adapt easily.
Portal would be an interesting one.
Oh, God. Fucking, I got... This is a weird tangent. I got recommended the fucking Portal short film from years and years and years ago, if you remember that fucking thing.
No.
Yeah, it was like a thing when it was... early when it came out or whatever. I don't fucking remember what it was for, some games event or whatever, some shitty short film. And I got recommended it. I was like, God, it has been fucking years since I watched this. So I watched this and all the fucking comments are like, wow, this is amazing. And it's probably one of the worst short films I've ever watched. Oh. I think it's worse than like university student films. It is fucking just shit. But it's just shit because like the standards have improved so much since then on short films.
Yeah.
But it's just like, God, like, oh, I don't know. It just, it was just a funny little tangent.
Films, TV shows, from games. I know we've mentioned this many times. I'm so disappointed at how bad Halo was. It could have been so much better.
I'm just fine with it, honestly.
I think it could have been so
much better. You're the first person, Charles, that I've ever heard like be that negative about
like
it. Again, people weren't raving about it, like, don't mistake me, but most people I heard were like kind of like feeling like it was all right.
Yeah, I think
it was okay.
I'm just disappointed. I think they could have done better. Is all.
Yeah. That's
Forza. That's it. They're making a fucking Gran Turismo film. How's that gonna work?
I keep forgetting about that.
Oh shit! They're making a fucking another car game film of some kind, aren't they? Which one is it?
The Crew.
Imagine.
What's up?
What's the scope of this film? The film's the size of America. Like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
No, that's fuel. Fucking, what is it? I don't know.
I feel like I'd heard about it. It was like one of the F1E games or something was making a movie.
F1 2021.
Maybe I'm just going insane. I might just be going completely
insane. You might just be thinking about Gran Turismo.
I don't think I am.
I don't know. That was a Need for Speed one, but...
Yeah, with Aaron Paul.
It was... Yeah,
I forgot. That's going to be good.
No, it was not. And I completely forgot I had Aaron Paul. Or rather, I didn't even realise after seeing him in other things.
Yeah.
It was very much just Need for Speed by name. Like, I don't know what they'd have done to tie it into any of like the games, but it was very just... It's some street racing.
They need to make a film on FIFA. That'd be a great adaptation.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to find out this fucking film Alfie's on about.
Yeah, I'm having a look, but I'm...
Yeah, I was trying to look it up, but I googled, like, video game car movie to try and get, like,
yeah,
it's about
cars. Yeah, I got Reservoir Dogs when I did that, but... so I'm not sure.
You got Reservoir Dogs? I got Cars, as in the Pixar franchise, and it's just all that, and it just... I'm realizing this is such a terrible idea to search, and I need to, like, think how to reword it.
So you got Transport Borderlands.
Holy shit, the Cars game is on Steam?
Sorry. Oh, what a... that game is fantastic.
Oh, this is awesome. All right, I might add this to my wish list. Okay, I'm not quite convinced about the user-defined tags, but...
Oh, no. They're making... Interesting, they're making one on Death Stranding, which doesn't surprise me.
On my wish list.
Yeah, aren't they? Because they're doing the second game and a film, right?
Yeah. And Days Gone. That's interesting. There's supposedly a Firewatch film.
Do you know what I think Hideo Kojima should do?
No, I don't know.
Release a movie that's just like him retweeting stuff. Because his Twitter is like just him retweeting random fucking other people and like shit that he did. And it's kind of just not... It's pretty boring. I feel like it would be very funny if he just released a movie that was just you sat inside a cinema screen and had to watch a Twitter timeline for 2 hours while you just retweet stuff about Norman Reedus and stuff.
Fair. I've just found out that apparently there's been literally a decade attempts at a Minecraft film.
How's the fucking FNAF film going? Sorry.
Because the Minecraft film was announced. Do you not remember that? It was announced years and years ago, and it's just been delayed.
So it started in 2012, and then in 2014, it got back. And in 2015, they fucking hired, I can never pronounce his name, but Rob McKellen or whatever. The one that's with Wrexham now, the football team, with Ryan Reynolds. He was set to direct it. And then... someone else is directing it with Jason Momoa so the most recent one is Jason Momoa is going to be in it. And it's set to be live action. I just don't see this going well, but yeah. That's an interesting one I didn't expect. There's a Just Cause film.
Live action Minecraft movie, sorry. Can we just acknowledge that?
Yeah.
So what Jason Momoa is going to like... look at the camera and be like, wow, I'm feeling totally blocky right now or something, and then we're all gonna laugh.
I mean, he's gonna,
and then a creeper's
everywhere.
Gonna get exploded, and then
Dan
we're gonna...
Bull gets the fucking end credit song though.
Oh hell yeah, okay, I take it back, this is awesome,
this is such a good...
So yeah, the most recent stuff with Five Nights at Freddy's is Matthew Lillard is involved in it now. He plays
they
Purple
began
Guard,
filming the FNAF film, hang on, what?
Yeah.
Filming began on February 1st, 2023, literally a week ago.
So yeah, if I'm not wrong, Matthew Lillard plays
it's
Purple
be
Guy.
Crap.
Not if Matthew's in it. Not if Shaggy, our boy Shaggy, is in this film.
Stop giving actors like just a way to redeem films. It's not happening.
Yes,
it's gonna be crap.
It's gonna
I'm
be
gonna
great.
Watch it. Probably not in a cinema, but it's...
apparently there's a Just Cause film. If they do that well, I think that'd be a fantastic film. On the other side of the spectrum...
You know what they should do? They should make a film on the Hitman franchise. That'd be cool.
They're trying to make a film on the Just on the Just Dance franchise.
God, the Hitman films. Don't remind me.
They're trying to make a Rabbids film? Sorry, well, what?
What's the real question, though, Faye, is did Hitman on screen hit lower lows than Hitman on games? The game, you know what I mean? Because like, I feel like the games are worse. Are they worse?
No. No.
I disagree. I'm just...
Sorry, I'm finding out how many games there are related to fucking cars and planes now, and I'm... They're all in, like, their own separate packages, so I can't add them to my wish list apart from individually. Apart from if you were to get me the Disney Games Mega Pack bundle, which is currently 215 quid.
Jesus Christ. They're trying to make a Duke Nukem film. All right, I think I've heard about this. How's
like, there's
this
a
going?
Fucking boat game? What? Sorry,
this
I'm getting...
This is almost certainly not as much a thing anymore because it's just, like, not how modern game selling works. But, like, I'm trying to think back to my childhood and imagining me getting any, like, major franchise property video game anywhere but, like, secondhand in a charity shop or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe if I was super lucky pre-owned in a game.
There's
you know, like,
a
I ain't going to buy a
game?
First-party
Why?
Disney game.
Who fucking thought GeForce game was a good idea? How has it got more reviews than the Wally game? What
Wait,
is going
GeForce,
on?
When you said GeForce...
Is GeForce one of the guinea pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you said GeForce, I first thought you meant that Nvidia were like releasing like a video game. And I was like, oh, right, no, you mean the fucking balls.
What the...
No, that would be fucking brilliant. Sorry, they're trying to make a Bioshock TV show?
Yeah, that's okay. Been ongoing for a little bit.
That
would
be
think.
Good, I think, if they do that well. And also until Beyond Good and Evil, that could be good. So, yeah.
I will absolutely stream all of these Disney
yeah, no,
games.
I've seen gameplay of GeForce and it's fucking fun.
They're all £15.49. It doesn't matter when they were released. Like,
that's mental.
A lot of them came out, I think, in 2008, if not earlier. Tron 2.0 came out in 2003. This looks so trash, but I want it. I lied to you. That one's actually £7.19. Finding Nemo, right. £7.19. Well, if you want to get me a cheap one to go with my other fish games.
Yeah, one day.
These look so shit. Oh my god, I really want to play them.
Nice.
Just well, keep this in your mind, because like I said, you can't add bundles to your wish list, which is annoying. So just keep in mind the Disney Games Mega Pack.
Right, Disney Games Mega Pack.
The same as I'm keeping in mind all of the Call of Duties in case it really goes on sale, so Alfie has to play them all on Discord. One day it's going to happen. They're going to like misprice it, and I'm going to be on there.
It's not happening. Not
Call of Duty Black Ops 1.
I will spend
been...
£100 at some point just to get you to play them all.
What, all the Call of Duty games?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll watch
You've
that.
Be there.
No, yeah, I will. See? I love Call of Duty, so I'm definitely going to watch it.
So what I'm hearing is we could split this when it goes on sale.
I'll buy them on my account so I could play them, and then I'll let Alfie use my account.
Damn.
That sounds about fair.
That could work.
I was going to say, because I've got a good majority... I've got a good majority of them anyway, so I've got Modern Warfare 2, 3, Black... I don't have Black Ops yet. I have Black Ops 2 and 3. Maybe even Black Ops 4. But Black Ops 4 doesn't have a single player, so that makes no difference. Oh, sorry, no, Black Ops...
User tags were a mistake.
4 doesn't... Oh, they are. Oh, wow. Anyway.
How do I... Oh, I can add these all to my wish list really quickly by double-clicking there. Oh, they're all going on. My wish list is now fucked.
Can't wait to buy you a present.
Yeah, I'm taking off the Lego ones. Like, that's boring. Like, we know what the Lego ones are going to be. They're going to be decent.
Yeah, and that's
Everything
my
else,
job.
Though. Okay, hell yeah. We still need to play more Indiana Jones.
Yes, and then the countless other games I bought.
Yeah, and the load that are on Dolphin.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, unless you just fucking went too crazy, but anyway.
I bought the Humble Bundle, and I don't think I bought any more Steam.
Ah, okay.
So, anyway, is there any last things we'd like to talk about?
Damn.
Coming
I didn't even get
right
to
there.
Fucking talk about the Chicken Little games. These look...
Oh my god. Wait, is there a what? I was gonna say Mickey
There's
Mouse.
There's two of them.
What's the is that Stuart Little Games?
Oh, there's absolutely Stuart Little
there's
Games.
There's gotta be Stuart Little Games. I'll have a look if they're on Steam, which is the main.
That is fantastic.
Okay, I'm looking up Stuart, and Star Wars The Old Republic is coming up, so it's not boding well. Followed by Stardew Valley. All right, I'm going to look up Stuart Little Games. Before
Stuart Little does cameo in Stardew Valley, to be fair.
Does it?
What? How canonically?
Non-canonically.
Is this just a mouse? Okay, yeah. Like, what are we...
Stuart Little's a rat, come on.
Stuart is not a rat.
Don't do him like that.
Wow. I'm going to write a letter to you.
Also, this is PlayStation 1.
This is a sudden slight topic change. But
don't worry.
I want to know your opinion. If you were to get Ratatouille, right?
I found forced to a little game.
So you had a little Remy under your hat controlling you. Right? Would you want to get rid of that, or would you just like live and let him have control? Because I feel like I'd just be like, fuck, that's awesome. I don't have to like do anything. I've got a rat to do it for me now. Great. Right? Oh, I've got to do fucking housework. Yeah, just turn the rat on for a bit. Fucking, you know, zone out.
Turn the rat on for
a
bit.
Okay, so you'll still be tired after doing it.
Yeah, but I don't have to do it, though.
You do.
No, the rat's doing it. The
rat's doing the thinking. You're doing the physical work.
Yeah, but I'm not having to think about it, and I don't have to worry about it. I can just be sat there chilling and not even conscious, basically.
I think I'll just step on it.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a fantastic ending question.
I might be about to buy some Disney games. I'll let you know.
Oh my god.
Right. Before this gets too far, let's close the podcast off. This is obviously a bad influence. This is obviously a bad influence. So, yeah. This has been a fantastic episode of the Clip It podcast. And hopefully the new overlay thing works.
Nah.
It's just cleaner. It's the best thing. But no, thank you two so much for being here and causing me a headache in Disney World. I can't wait to see what the hell Phelan has to play. I'm interested. It's no more Wallace and Gromit games, so I'm sad.
Well, it's not true.
But no, it's been an absolute pleasure, you two. Thank you very much, everybody, for watching or listening. Forget this episode on podcast websites like Spotify and Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. And as always, have a good evening, good day, good night, or good morning. And we'll see you in the next one.
I really need to piss.